Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima and I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says 2024 Lok Sabha elections will strengthen the country's present and future. Nagaland Police holds consultative meeting on cybercrime awareness with various stakeholders. ADC Bhandari Long Diva Sanktam emphasizes that government servants should maintain absolute political neutrality and all arrangements in place for the fifth phase of polling tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections will strengthen the country's present and future. Addressing an election rally in Jamshedpur in Jharkhand for party candidate Vidyut Varan Mahato today, Modi said businesses are of paramount importance for the development of the country. Launching a scathing attack against Congress, he said the party considers business community as enemies of the country. Taking a jibe at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi without naming him, he dared the chief ministers of the Congress and their alliance partner ruled states in Himachal Pradesh and Tamil Nadu and also those from India Alliance for opposing businesses and investors. Modi sought to know how the youth from these states will get employment if the parties keep opposing businessmen and investors. Modi further asked the people whether there should be no discussion on economy, small and medium enterprises, agriculture, new opportunities for the youth of the country in the ongoing elections. Nagaland Police held a consultative meeting on cyber crime awareness with various stakeholders including social media influencers. The meet held at the police headquarters Kohima yesterday aims to enlighten the public about rising threats and devise collective strategies to tackle them effectively. IGP CID of Nagaland, Vikram M. Khalate, addressed the meeting which brought together various stakeholders including representatives from the Department of School Education, Nagaland College Principals Association, private schools, students, law enforcement, social media influencers and the media. During the meeting, it was shared that school students and public across India are being targeted for fraudulent job offers leading to thousands of reported cases. Nagaland DGP Rupin Sharma stressed on the importance of the helpline 1930 in preventing financial losses and advised against falling prey to sextortion and hacking attempts. He emphasized the rapid changes in cybercrime tactics and the need for continuous updates to combat evolving threats. Highlighting the pervasive lack of awareness in Nagaland, he underscored the importance of educating the public to safeguard against cybercrimes. The DGP also emphasized the need for social responsible role of social media platform by social media influencer of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp and others so that factional reporting is not compromised. Taking notice of some government servants indulging themselves in political activities for Bhandari Town Council election 2024, Additional Deputy Commissioner and Returning Officer Bhandari Town Council, Long Diva Sanktam, has sought the attention of all concerned to Rule 24.1.2 of the Nagaland Government Services Conduct Rules 1968. The rules debars a government servant to become a member of or be otherwise associated with any political party or any organization which takes part in political activities or canvassing or otherwise interfere with or use his or her influence in connection with or stand as a candidate, etc. The ADC has emphasized that government servants should maintain absolute political neutrality. The ADC further informed that if any specific complaints are received, action will be taken against the delinquent government servants and will be viewed seriously for contravention of the rule. All arrangements are in place for the fifth phase of polling tomorrow. In one phase, voting will be held in 49 Lok Sabha constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to the polls. Over 9,47,000 polling officials will be deployed across 94,732 polling stations. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. 35 assembly constituencies of Odisha Legislative Assembly will also go to the polls on Monday. Election Commission has made all arrangements at polling stations where voting is scheduled to take place tomorrow. Basic facilities from ample shades, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity are in place to ensure that every voter can cast his vote with ease. You're listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel ARN News Kohima. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has alerted traders, fruit handlers and food business operators operating ripening chambers to strictly ensure compliance with the prohibition on calcium carbide for artificial ripening of fruits. Health Ministry officials said in a statement that FSSAI is also advising food safety departments of states and union territories to remain vigilant and take serious action against persons indulging in such unlawful practices. Calcium carbide, commonly used for ripening fruits like mangoes, releases acetylene gas which contains harmful traces of arsenic and phosphorus. The use of calcium carbide for ripening fruits has been banned under Food Safety and Standards Prohibition and Restrictions on Sales Regulations 2011. Election Commission's concerted crackdown on money power and inducements in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections has resulted in seizures by the agencies worth 8,889 crore rupees. The poll body said in a statement that enhanced vigil against inducements, including drugs and psychotropic substances, has resulted in big seizure actions and continuous surge. Drug seizures worth over 3,950 crore rupees amount to 45% of seizures. With increasing intensity of campaigning, the commission is keeping close tab on attempts to influence voters through inducements. It has directed the CEOs and enforcement agencies to step up the vigil. Student enrollment under Scheduled Caste SC category has grown by 44% from 46 lakh in 2014-15 to 66 lakhs in 2021-22. According to a report of the National Commission for Backward Class, minority female student enrollment also witnessed over 42% increase from over 10 lakh in 2014-15 to 15 lakh in 2021-22. Female SC enrollment increased by 51%, whereas that of SC students went up by 65.2%. According to the report, during the academic year 2020-21, a 27% reservation for OBC students was implemented in central schools, resulting in over 34,000 OBC children securing admissions. In the institutes of national importance, there was a 71% increase in OBC enrollment, with female OBC enrollment more than doubling, the report said. The UR Academy is scheduled to organize the 54th Tenibye Annual Seminar from May 30 to 31 under the theme Language Our Identity at UR Academy Hall, Mission Compound, Kohima. An update from the organizers informed that the inaugural session will take place on May 30 with Chakasang Public Organization as guest of honor and Dr. Vishya Sanya as the speaker. On May 31, UR Academy Rufuna Seminar will be held with Dr. Medongule Tsikhanyo, following which Department of Tenibye Nagaland University will have a research paper presentation session. The organizers have requested Tenibye well-wishers, elders, teachers, church leaders, student bodies and organizations to be part of the program. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says 2024 Lok Sabha election will strengthen country's present and future. Nagaland Police holds consultative meeting on cybercrime awareness with various stakeholders. ADC Bhandari Long Diva Sangtam emphasizes that government servants should maintain absolute political neutrality and all arrangements in place for the fifth phase of polling tomorrow. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.